Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to this special Carling Cup preview. Rivals Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates will be locking horns once again, and this time in the pre-season 2019 Carling Black Label Cup. Squads for both sides have already been announced. The likes of Bernard Parker, new hitman from Zambia, Lazarus Kambole, are both on the starting 11 for Kaizer Chiefs, while on the sides of Orlando Pirates, captain Happy Jelle keeps his place in the team, and also current and reigning footballer of the season, Tebinkosi Lodge, is on the side of Orlando Pirates. On the show today, we have Kaizer Chiefs coach Ernest Smithendorp, as well as Bernard Parker, while on the side of Orlando Pirates, we hear from newly signed midfielder Fortune Makaringe. But as you all know, that this is a cup made for the fans and initiated by the fans. First up on the show, we speak to two prominent rival ladies in Fefe Sondi from the Amakhosi side and Lady D from Esigama Gebula. This was our conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Usis Fefe Sondi is also part of the Sokala Duma Supporters Club. Mama Fefe, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Sokala Duma.
I see that you're sounding very confident ahead of the big cup against your rivals, Orlando Pirates.
Yes, Shane, I'm very excited. I can't wait for Saturday. I'm ready for this game. It's been a long time, and I'm missing games as well because we've been in holiday. So I think when we open, we want to get this red.
Is that how you call your rivals these days? You are calling them rats. Hey.
Oh, but they know they are rats. Lamagundwana, they must go to the
hey.
We will beat them. This time is a revenge. We are not playing games. We are not going to be like friends with them. It's a war.
Yay.
You know the derby. Sometimes they say, oh, it's Black Label, it's a small cup or what. No, when Chiefs and Pirates are playing, there's no friendly game. There's no small game. It's a big game, and we are 100% sure we're going to win this game.
Wow.
They must forget.
And they are also talking about the fact that you guys haven't beaten them in the last 5 seasons, and they say they are going to continue with that trend. Are you confident enough that you will break that curse over Orlando Pirates and beat them once again?
That curse is gone.
That
curse is gone. We have to win this game. You know what? Most of the time, we always have that bad habit of saying, if we win Black Label, we will lose other cups like PSL. No, that is gone. One is gone. We've got, you know, our players, they're not happy as well, because they want to show us that they care about us. They want to prove something.
Sure.
So this time, Kaizer Chiefs supporters, let's be happy. Let's go there in numbers. We are going to beat Amagundwana. We're going to win this game. Like it or no. Amagundwana azochona emingonyeni.
Now, Mama Fefe, tell me, your team has made some signings. I mean, there's Lazarus Kambole from Izesco, one of the top strikers in Africa. There's also another striker which you bought this season. There's also Ukote, which you bought from Simba. But from all those signings that you have made so far, which signing are you putting your money on, saying this signing will beat Orlando Pirates come Saturday?
Do you know what? You're talking to the different person. I support all our players.
Sure.
Because I believe the player cannot play alone. If I'm going to mention the name now, what is going to happen? You know that those gundis, they will focus to that player and try to make him to get injured when they play with them. So I don't do that. I believe, I trust all our players when they play. They will score. I don't have special player.
Wow.
That is me.
Okay. Are you confident enough going into this derby without your number one, Itumeleng Khune?
As I just told you now, I always trust our players.
Mm.
Whoever is going to play there, we have to support that person because it's our player.
Okay. I hear you.
So we cannot do miracles. Like if Khune is injured, we cannot force or, you know, we can't do that. We have to have a backup. And I believe and I trust my young boy.
Wow.
Upuma. Yeah. Mfana wa sekasi lo.
Wow. Hey. All right. So, Mama Fefe, I know Uti, you don't like singling out your players saying we are depending on player A or player B, or we are depending on Parker, or we are depending on Khune. But I'm sure wherever you are thinking, you are imagining the final score after the Saturday game. How many goals will you put past your rivals, Orlando Pirates?
It's going to be 3-1.
Wow, wow.
3-1.
Okay.
On Saturday, it's going to be 3-1.
Wow.
You know what? This
who is scoring?
Our...
Who is scoring, Mama Fef?
You know now, you want me to do that again, and I stopped you because I don't want our players to know that, okay, they like Parker.
Mm.
They like, no, I don't do that.
Yes.
I don't do that. I treat our players the same.
Mm.
Even the defender, he can score.
Okay.
Even the striker, middle field, anyone who can score, they must work as a team.
Mm.
When they get a chance, they must just kill Amagundwana.
Hey, okay. So, Sefe, Amagundwana, I'm sure Avile, wherever they are, will speak to another Buccaneer just now. Otherwise, thank you so much, Sondi Fefe, for speaking to us here on SL Radio.
Thank you. I can't wait for the 27th. Let's go, Makosi, let's go.
And now on the line, we are joined by Lady D, one of the Orlando Pirates' prominent supporters. Lady D, welcome to Sokala Duma Radio, and thank you for joining us.
Hello. Let me greet all the listeners for Sokala Duma Radio.
Amabaganiya, getting ready for the new season? And niwatengi na matches?
Niwatengi. If you can check on my Twitter timeline now, I've just posted the two, white and the red jersey. There's no way that I cannot buy the jersey. I must get it.
Wow. I can see that you guys are getting ready for the Carling Cup, right?
Yeah, we're getting ready. I think we need to paint the stadium red or white on Saturday.
Yeah.
As we'll be, you know, locking horns with Kaizer Chiefs. You know that these two teams, every time when they meet, you know, they are playing for pride.
Mm.
So it's about which team is best. It doesn't matter what competition we are playing for.
Mm.
So I think we are ready. And then what we ended, what I'm happy with my team is that we ended on a high last season. So I'm just sure that even when we're going to play on Saturday, we're going to make sure that they don't win it for the third time consecutively.
Mm.
I think this time we're going to take it on Saturday.
And you guys finished last season without a trophy, same as with your rivals, the Kaizer Chiefs. You think things will change for you guys this season?
I think so, because I think so far the coach and Bulani and all the technical teams,
sure.
I think they've built a very strong team here, Pirates. And then it's just now that we have to work here and there in ensuring that we score goals. I think it was one of the biggest problems at our team, that we don't convert as many chances that we create.
Mm.
So I think if they can work more on that, I think we're going to work marvelous this season. We'll just start with the MTN 8 and then maybe take it just to prove a point to say we are ready as Buccaneers to say this season, we're going to win almost everything. Plus, we've got this lucky tap, just yeah, almost 1995 cap. So I think it's going to give us blessings. I think we are going to do the best.
And you talk about converting your chances, which you didn't do pretty much good last season. And your team has moved swiftly, and they brought in the Zambian Austin Muwowo. There's also Gabadino Mango. There's also your young boy Usakelele Pasa from ETS Galaxy. You think they are the solution to turn things around for your team for next season?
I think so, possibly so. Because if you see how we're playing in terms of ball position and the, you know, the chances, if you can check the stats, we were always on point. It's just the challenge that we were having, it was not converting. We create, but when it comes to the final third in the goal area, we are not school. It's like there's a demon in there. But I think it's something that maybe they did address with, you know, with our players, that we need to convince them. It's not about how good you play. You see, we're playing good football, but we don't have trophies. So it's better play ugly football, but have something to show for it. So I think they need to complement each other. When we play good, we must also have trophies. So starting with the Carling Black Label, then MTN 8, and so on and so on. I think we're going to fight this season to make sure that, you know, even our, you know, our players must reward us. Man, I mean, like, it's time that we are seeing behind the pools and, you know, the center line there every game. You know, they need to say to supporters, this is yours.
And your team has made some really interesting signings this season. But from all those signings, which signing impressed you the most from the 11 that your team has made so far?
Makaringe, because initially I think at Parrots we didn't need a lot of players. But I think the other players that we also signed, they're going to add impact, because this season, remember, we're going to participate like CAF. So I think it's going to be a great boost for the team. Should the other players maybe get injured or maybe get fatigued? So I think it's going to be, it's magnificent signings, but the player that I wanted most at Pirates, it was Makaringe.
Yeah, we just spoke to Ufefe Sondi right now, and she has promised Uguti Mandugnigele a message, Uguti, come Saturday, you will leave the stadium crying, and three of her players will score three goals past your defenders, past your goalkeeper on Saturday. What do you have to say, Galod?
I don't think so. I don't think we can reach that margin. You know, Chiefs and Pirates, both teams have got pride, so they are going to start, you know, fearing each other, playing a very defensive role. Both of them, they're going to be defensive. And then maybe wait for one team maybe to attack. I think they're going to be both playing what you call transition football. So I don't think they can score us three goals. I definitely don't think so. I think the match will end in a 2-1 win.
Okay. Now, one last question before I let you go. Were you sad to see Brilliant Kuzwa not in the starting lineup for a Black Label Cup?
I'm so sad. Like, to be honest with you, like, I just don't know what to do anymore, because we want to see the dude, we want to see him in the goal post, you know, doing what he's best at. Remember, he didn't get enough game time due to injury. So we are just even wondering, Kanti, how long is this injury taking? Like, he's not improving or recovering. So we voted so much for him so that we can see him playing against Chiefs, you know. So, but he's not getting better. So we are so disappointed as supporters.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Lady D, Manduku releases this. Manduku releases. Enko, otherwise, Enko Sekakulu for taking your time. And not yet another good Soccer La Duma Radio.
Diabolet.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
The fans have spoken. Mama Fefe says they're going to score three past their rivals, Orlando Pirates. She even calls them rats. Lady D Naya, she doesn't hold back. She promises 2-1 against Kaizer Chiefs, saying she trusts the new signing of Fortune Makaringe that he will make it happen for Ezimnyama on Saturday. And now to the man who will be in the dugout on Saturday. First up is Ernest Middendorp. The coach speaks about the new signings that the team has made, structure of the team, and how those players are adapting to Kaizer Chiefs. Coach Middendorp also emphasizes the importance of Captain Itumeleng Khune in the team, Eric Matoho, and also Ramahlo Mphahlele.
Kaizer Chiefs made signings. Kaizer Chiefs made decision, and I said it over the past 5-6 months. It's not a one-man show. It's a one-man show in terms of blaming. I'm aware about it. But we have a very clear structure inside in this big brand, having scouts around, having a very clear identification before decisions are done. In the moment, we had brought in 4 players. It was for us important to put some parameter into it, probably not going for 19, 20, going for guys in an age between 24 and 28. We want to see that these players have not a handicap in terms of being injured or being parked in a dustbin with other clubs. All these players have played regularly more than 30 games in their former clubs. It doesn't matter in Europe, in Australia, or here in Zambia, or Tanzania. We put some parameter in. We put some parameter in to say, okay, based on this, let's look if the players can fit in quick. Some have adapted already very well. Some needs a little bit more time, but that's not unusual. That's a normal way. But I said it several times, in particular preparing this season. Let's not go and talk about the new players. For us, and you have all seen, of course, it is not mentioned very often, we have players like, start with Ito Kuna, injured in beginning of January. No doubt, Ito Kuna is the number one. Ito Kuna is so influential with the organization, with the leadership. He's needed. There's no doubt about it. We have Eric Matteau. I think I don't have to explain the value for Eric Matteau if he's on 100% level in terms of defensive work and in terms of probably being dangerous if you have set plays up front. We have players like Rama. We have seen it, despite he was with the national team, but he was not really capable to bring him back during the past 4 or 5 months, ending the season in 2018-19. We have Livukang Manyama. You have seen the injury he got. We have Happy. We have some other players. And this is, for me and for us, the main priority. Let's not talk about the new player. The main priority is to get this player to the maximum level of performance, what they can contribute, and it'll be talking about 4 to 6 players who will be under the first 11, plus adding the players coming from outside. And this is a priority what we followed up in the past, even during the break. Players like Livukang Manyama, players like Eric Matteau, players like Happy, I'm not talking even about Nkosi Ngobo, who have been with us in the first starting 11 and was very, very well contributing. He needs a bit more time, but all these players have been busy during the time when other one took a break. And I think this is important. This is a very, very crucial factor for us to be well prepared.
The coach goes on and speak about his time at Kaizer Chiefs back in 2005 and how things have changed since then, when the team used to play the Vodacom Challenge with rivals Orlando Pirates, Tottenham Hotspurs, the likes of Manchester City and Manchester United, and to now playing the Carling Black Label Cup again with rivals Orlando Pirates.
Let's go for a very clear structure. I think it's not to identify what was a better one, what was a dings. If it just comes into my direction, I think 2005 you come in, not knowing really the circumstances, not really knowing the players are here. Players were definitely unknown for me, and it's not about the question of what was a better preparation tournament or not. I think in the moment it's this is a very crucial factor. Even knowing more the players, in particular the guy Wein, coming back to into it, and I think actually Carling Cup has a certain challenge. The other cup at that time was Vodacom, was Manchester United, was teams, Orlando Pirates, and so on, to play a little bit like a tournament. Of course, it's an advantage. Probably here you have a little bit more time, just to spend more time on the training ground and have one game before you start the season. But it's a voted team. Players who haven't been like Changasa or Lorenzo Gordinho too much into this first 11, they are now starting. It's fine. It's okay. They have been with us during the preseason. Unfortunately, Bruce, Daniel, Cardoso and Rama came in now this week, more than less on Tuesday, into the training process. And they have to play, they have to start, they are voted. It's a bit of a challenge for the players themselves, how far they can keep up with the pace, how far they can really do it in a way as it is expected. But good. We will handle it.
He also says he respects the team chosen by the fans because that is the procedure of the tournament. Coach also speaks a little about the readiness of Daniel Cardoso and Ramatlo Mphahlele, seeing that they didn't play a single game for Bafana at the recent AFCON in Egypt.
Yeah, it's I respect it, and then let's wait and see. I think it's good. It's not that we haven't respected any opinion from the fans in the past, but it's always a little bit looking into it. In the moment, let's be very honest. That is what I said. Is Daniel Cardoso, just is Rama, are they really prepared? after having a break, coming back from AFCON, not really having played over there, and with 3-4 training sessions, are you convinced about they are prepared to go the pace what the supporters wanted to see? Because of this, they were voted. Are you really thinking, okay, but that is the procedure, and they have to go to the field, challenges. I don't think they would be under normal circumstances being selected, because now you must see where is the injury risk coming in. And in the moment, we really monitored each and every player. And I think if you have 4 weeks done and really challenge each and everybody, as we have done it during the camp, over the 10 days and before and now coming back, just to give you a little bit of an input, starting on the 10th of July in the morning here at 8 o'clock, and every day from 8 till 7:30 we challenged the players. There was no day off, there was no half day off, there was definitely a very clear understanding from each and everybody, we have to work hard to be well prepared for the beginning of the season on the 4th of August. And good, that's something where the players responded very, very well.
And lastly, the coach tells us what's going to be the difference about Chiefs this season with the new signings and also the new youngsters coming in. There's also been speculation about star midfielder Kama Biliat. The coach commented on Kama's future at Kaizer Chiefs, Castro's situation, saying it's just talk in the media and that Chiefs are not selling Kama Biliat.
I think it's there are many parameters in terms of going front foot, in terms of, you think it's, as a coach, you're very often happy if you see the first stabilization pass, the first horizontal pass in the back. You think you're happy with it? You think I have celebrated this horizontal passes or this backwards passes from the defense line, from the fullback as a first choice? Are you really thinking that makes me happy, that is a pleasure where I'm going home? No. But you come now in, and what we ask for it, we look for it, to have a certain vertical, forward, front foot defending, a higher pressing, all these elements. But you come in, and then in this moment you just run from match to match. We have to find a certain core. That's important for us, a certain core, let's say 7-8 players, where we don't have to ask, are they playing, are they not playing? It wasn't possible, because, and you guys ask for, he changed the team again. But if there is a ruptured Achilles, what must I do? Must I put the Ngobo to the field? I can't. If there is a shoulder and even a surgery with Itokune is necessary, I can't play him. If there is a broken bone with Happy, he changed again. You know, with Libohang Manyama, with other players, we really tried to bring back like Eric Matoho, and we have seen he is not prepared for it at that time. So there was a lot of parameter you can't influence, and a very clear structure, a very clear moment of for us is to find a core of, let's say, 8 plus minus. Players who really, we are not talking about to change this player. They are the back line, they are the center midfield, they are the forward players. Let's start there. And having the right attitude and the right direction and the right leadership abilities, what we want to do, where we want to go, and then add it with the rest of 2-3 players who can be probably. That never was possible for us. I would have loved to play with Kune from January, from December 12th till the end of the season. It would be in a different story. There's no doubt about it. I would have loved to use really players like Libohang Manyama, other players like Rama 100%, but it wasn't necessary. It wasn't possible. I couldn't use Eric. I never was confronted with any offer or whatever, and there's no way. There's no way to give a go-ahead from the technical team in the moment, releasing players like Kama Biliat and other players in the moment. We are in front of a season. We have put a lot of thinking, a lot of strategy inside. And at that time, there is no way to move into a direction to say, okay, Kama Biliat can go because the money is coming in. No, in the moment, very clear. And even it's not a secret. It's even It's fine, Leonardo Castro and whatever in terms of. He has really a good preseason so far, and nothing is going on in the moment from outside. A lot of talk, a lot of wishes were explained into the public. I'm very happy with Leonardo Castro in the moment, how he took this preseason, how he contributed into it. And yeah, there is nothing wrong with it. We have not an ambition to go to the market and sell players. At this stage, definitely not.
Kama Biliat is going nowhere, says coach Ernst Middendorp. We also got up with Kaizer Chiefs forward Bernard Parker. The striker received the most votes in the competition with over 150,000 votes. Here, Parker talks about the new players into the team, the new energy they bring into the team, saying it's exactly the kind of competition they needed as a team.
They brought some kind of energy to the team, competitive energy as well, because now the rest of the other lads, including myself, we have upped our work ethic levels as well, which is a plus for the club, for the team, and it was good for competition.
Bernard Parker, dehorned as he is affectionately known, also spoke about how humbled he was that his teammates believe in him as a senior player and that he played a very important role for the team last season.
I take it as I'm humbly receiving that, those words, and shows that I'm on the right track, influencing my teammates in a positive way. Because I know that most of the young players as well are the future of the club, and they need to continue the culture that's here at the club, being a 24-hour professional, taking this profession very seriously and understanding what it takes, what you have on your shoulders, what you carry, being a Kaizer Chiefs player. And I'm also leading by example as well, putting in the work, helping where I need to help as well, and always staying on the front foot as well. Although we didn't get the results on the weekend, but our performance has been good. Our energy levels are great. We're pushing, I think as long as we keep pushing, as long as we stay positive, as long as we continue to strive, and I'm sure results will follow.
And lastly, Parker says the new players understand what it means to play for Kaizer Chiefs and that they understand that they need to win something for the club now. He also makes a special dedication to the fans, saying they are playing this game for the fans and that they want to win this game for their supporters, but was wary of the fact that Pirates have had the upper hand in the derby in the past two seasons and that they need to start 2019-20 season on a high note.
They do understand. We've done a lot of work in pre-season in terms of not only on the field, but also getting to work a lot on the mental part of football as well. And the new players has said yes, they do understand that for the past few years we haven't got anything, and they definitely here to add value, and they definitely here to win with the club. And we as players as well, especially the senior guys, we have welcomed them very well, open-heartedly, with open arms, explaining to them that they need to come and we're receiving their quality and they need to come and help us, you know. And this is the direction that we need to go, and we need to get to where we need to get to. We need to get there quick as possible, so that we can quickly get back. We can get the club back where the club needs to be, and they're definitely aware of it. And throughout the preseason, they haven't showed anything less. They've been on top of their performance as well. The synergy, the energy towards what we're looking at, and with coming with that, they've been more or less first team preference, I would say. So that's also a wake up call for the rest of the guys who've been here longer, that they also need to stand up, own up, take charge, and and do the thing and do what needs to be done. Yes, this one is for the fans. The fans has voted for their players, for who they would like to have on the day. As much as the coach is not much involved in it, but we definitely have it in our mind that we want to win it. You know, it's more of pride as there is at stake. Also looking back at the past years as well, where Pirates has been having the upper hand in terms of derbies as well. We definitely want to take this one as game one of the war that we're about to face. You know, game one, start strong, win it, get the pride back, get the supporters, for the supporters that we have lost, get them back into that belief system again, you know, and their hopes as well. And it will also be a good confidence booster for us to go into the season. But more than anything else, we need this. We need to start strong, and we do it for the supporters. And this club is based on supporters and the love and peace. So we definitely want to restore that first by putting smiles on their faces as quick as possible by getting a result. You know, it's football. It's a beautiful game. It's about results. So we just need to have that mindset that it's result driven. It's a result driven industry.
And from the Orlando Pirates side, we caught up with new midfielder Fortune Makaringe. The midfielder speaks about his decision to join Orlando Pirates and why it wasn't a very difficult decision for him to join AS Mnyama, saying he knows what is at stake and how grateful he is playing against the best players in the league.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy decision, but judging from the fact that as soon as Orlando Pirates called, I had to respond, because I knew the rich history that this team holds. So for me to be chosen by Orlando Pirates, it really meant a lot for me, which is why I actually responded to their call as soon as they said Orlando Pirates, because I know Orlando Pirates doesn't just choose anyone. There's too many players out there that want to play for Orlando Pirates. So as soon as Orlando Pirates calls you, you can ask. You have to respond. Coming in here, I knew that Orlando Pirates have been doing well. So with me coming in here, I'm part of continuity, which is something that's very important. Continuity. I think the coach mentioned that in each and every player that they actually signed in, they knew that they're going to be part of the puzzle. So with me coming in here, I know that I'm going to play alongside best footballers in this country. So this makes me one of the best footballers in this country by learning from them and as well as the technical team. So with that said, I believe that coming in here with Fortune, coming with fortunes, I actually add up to those fortunes. And
Makaringe also talks about his readiness to represent the Buccaneers and that he will contribute to Orlando Pirates' success, the competition in the team, the challenge of wearing the Pirates jersey, and his chances of playing for Bafana Bafana.
To be a legend in a team like Orlando Pirates, you need to win titles. It's judged by how many championships you've actually brought into the team. So I'm hoping that, and I believe that with the knowledge that I've been grasping from everyone in this team, I'll actually be able to actually be ready when my time comes to play. I'll actually contribute in lifting that first title. Competition is always there, and which is why I actually responded when Orlando Pirates called, because I knew that I was going to be up against the best footballers in this country. And so this is a challenge for me to come and learn from those footballers in order to be one of the best. I think to be the best, you have to play alongside, and you need to play alongside the best midfielder, the best footballers in this country, or play against them. So I'd rather not play against them. I'd rather be with them. I think it gives me one of the challenges to push myself even more, because if I don't play for Orlando Pirates, if I don't push myself to play for Orlando Pirates, then how am I going to make the national team? And I need to be in the national team. So I need to take this challenge and learn as much as possible so that I can be ready to execute whatever skill that I'm being given in order to get my chance to be in the national team. which is one of the advantages of playing for a team like Orlando Pirates. If you're doing well, then you get a call up.
And lastly, the midfielder says he was a bench warmer at Maritzburg United, but that will not damper his spirit of fighting for a place at Orlando Pirates, and that he's been a Pirates fan his whole life, and that his father inspired him to become a Buccaneer.
I've actually been a bench warmer at Maritzburg. and by then I was still learning. I think that's one of the key things, and the will to learn. I think when I came here, I knew that I needed to learn and grasp as much knowledge as possible for me to be ready. So being a bench warmer doesn't make you a bad player, but it gives you a wide perspective of what's happening inside, so that when you go in, you know what to change. So I'm willing to take whatever comes into shelf. It's been years and years. I think I played football because I wanted to play for Orlando Pirates. Yes, life happens, and when you grow older, and certain things comes and they have influence. But then it has never changed the fact that my dream was to play for Orlando Pirates. I think my dad had the influence, because when I played football, he supported Orlando Pirates. My mom supported Kaizer Chiefs. But you know, my father was my first coach, so all I ever knew was to watch Orlando Pirates.
And thank you ever so much for listening. And in case you missed one of our episodes, log on to slradio.co.za and catch up to more of the episodes. From myself, Shane Matsoyane, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.